Blog Talk Radio.
That right there was the homegirl Story Brooks with Twin Peaks off the new album. All right. So we are live on the Dopeness interview series, only showcasing only the elite in the independent hip-hop world. So we live right now with the homegirl Story. Go ahead and say what's up, Story.
Hey, y'all. What's up? Nice. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for coming on. Thanks for coming on. Definitely
yeah.
A fan, been a fan of the song that we just played, Twin Peaks, which is really dope. We dropped a video. It's bubbling on the internet. So, man, congrats to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. So for those who don't know Story, She just released her complete project. It's called Everything Is Fine, because everything is definitely fine. It's 7 creative tracks to vibe and groove to. You know, her style is unique with the way she pivots from harmonizing to hip-hop, you know, rapping. So definitely check out on the new album, Everything Is Fine, Twin Peaks, and my other favorite, Something. All right? So, Story. Let's talk about the song we just heard, this Twin Peaks.
Okay.
So, what all went into you writing that song?
Let's see. What made me write this song? Okay, so basically that song is about the gray areas of relationships and love and all that stuff. Like, pretty much it was like a stream of consciousness. I was just trying to figure things out. Like, when I write things, I can't help but write things that are going on in my life, like, at that moment. But at the same time, when I write, in the meantime, things change and, you know, it just adds on to it. So basically, it was inspired by just, like, trying to figure out what I need to be doing in that area. And at the end of the day, you know, it just ends off optimistically. Everything is fine still, you know.
Very, very dope, like the style and everything. And the video, actually, it went very well with the song, you know. Explain that process.
Thank you.
It's a very, very dope video.
Okay, so I shouldn't tell my creative process, but a lot of times, like, I kind of, like, let the song make the video. So really, I knew I wanted to have certain things, and then I just had, like, because I edited it myself. Like, Ubong, my friend Ubong and Sashree Kett, they filmed it for me, but I edited it myself. And
you
basically, I just had,
yourself?
Like, yeah, Final
wow.
Cut Pro.
Okay.
Vocalist,
it's not just singing with you. It's vocalist, producer, instrumentalist, and you can add that, you know, video production to your credits, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's just basically, I just have to have things like how I see it. And a lot of times it's really hard to explain it to people. And you really, sometimes you might not even know until it happens when you're doing it yourself. So I just take a lot of things in my own hands, you know, especially with important, like very important things. But, well, basically this video though, I just wanted to like wander around Atlanta. I shot the first half, the daytime scenes, with this place, these people, you know, Stevie Williams, the skater.
I've heard his name before.
Well, he's a very dope skater. He's like a professional. He's like one of the first black professional skaters. And there's a store in Atlanta called Status Life, ATL. And so their folks, they're real cool people. They look out. And so we filmed the first half there, and I knew I had to do that. I wanted to do that. And the second half was at Ubong's, one of the shooters, at his house. So basically, I just wanted to have, like, I don't know, I wanted it to be like an atmosphere thing. Like, you spend your whole day thinking about what's going on in your life. And I wanted it to be from like day to night in different parts of Atlanta.
And you captured that.
So that was
pretty, you definitely
much
captured
it.
That. It's a lot of organicness in the video, you know, a lot of different nice textures, you know, like, you know, you in the grass, you on a staircase, you know, and
because I
you know,
do that. Like, I just lay
sky,
in the grass.
You know?
Yeah, it was pretty much just me. Like, that's just, it's kind of what I do. I just lay sometimes and just try to get these things together.
I was trying to, like, pinpoint, like, what I think of when I listen to your music. You know, I mean, I guess the closest thing I could think was trippy, but then I read up on you and I discovered this term called alternative hip hop. Is that, you know, the closest thing we could use to describe you? Because everybody wants to put you in a box, of course, but you know, we need something to identify with artists. So would that be you?
Definitely. I didn't pick that, you know, I didn't pick that because I had no idea. I just called everything hip-hop, like, because that's what, you know, that's what I started doing and that's what I love. But, yeah, they definitely have given me that, you know, that term at the end of the day. So I'll take it. I can, I'm not mad at it. And it makes sense, so.
Yeah. So.
I get it.
Other artists who give me the same vibe is my favorite singer, Erykah Badu.
Okay, yeah, I've heard that before.
Yeah. Does she have any influence
over
your life? Like, name some influences in your music career, whether it's Erykah Badu or an artist like that, or if it's your mom who was, you know, a pianist, a piano player.
Of course. My mother, of course, is my first one. I mean, like, that's obvious. I can't, like, I spent my whole life, like, I didn't even know that we weren't living like normal people. Like, I was like under her piano when she performed. Like, that was, she was my, the piano was my babysitter. So it's like,
yeah.
Of course her, like, I'm hearing these sounds like that close to me as a kid. So of course she's my first influence. And also the music that she played all the time was my second. So I would say Stevie Wonder, Prince, Earth, Wind, and Fire, definitely. Earth, Wind, and Fire started me playing the trumpet. That was my first instrument. It wasn't the piano. I didn't want to play the piano because it was whack to me because, you know, it was there all the time anyway. So the trumpet was my first instrument because of Earth, Wind, and Fire. I already said Prince. Prince is more like my influence, like performance-wise.
Wow.
Because he just,
okay.
he's into it. Yeah, you got to see one of these performances, like, I'm
that's,
just
that's
in,
what I'm
know,
thinking, like, okay, now that I hear Prince, like, okay, it must be something there. Like, there's got to be something that you're doing that's different from all the other people out here. Because to say Prince, I try to do my performances like Prince, that's something right there.
Yeah, I mean, he does more, he does splits, I don't. But it's just like, I don't know, the way he's into it, sometimes he doesn't move a lot, and sometimes
right.
he does, but it's just the way that he's inside of the sound, it speaks to me, and it makes, you know, it makes me feel okay with how, like, sometimes I'm like, I don't know, I'm like really into a sound, and I don't know, it's a little different, I can't explain it, because it's me talking about myself doing it.
Well, I guess we just have to come and see it.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that next
y'all.
Time the show. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely,
okay.
definitely.
So yeah, that was one of the questions is, you know, these people who inspired you over your lifetime, how did that translate
mm-hmm.
into the project that you just dropped? You know, what can we expect to hear from the 7 tracks on Everything Is Fine?
Yeah, oh. Well, I should tell you, like, my modern influences too, especially with Everything Is Fine. A lot of it was inspired by, like, 90s R&B. I really love that, like, the way that it's, you know, the songwriting and the composition and arrangement of 90s R&B and the harmonies and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Like, I definitely wanted to have a lot of that in Everything Is Fine. And then, you know, of course, Pharrell, M.I.A., she's a giant influence. Like, they just help
Story.
Everything come together for me. Hello?
Story, yep. you old school. You got an old soul.
Kinda. Yeah, I've heard
Anybody
that.
Ever told
yeah.
you that?
I've heard, yeah.
Cause she like Prince. She like, you know, 90s R&B, trying to bring it back. That's what's up.
Because they're perfect. That's like perfect arrangement.
Okay, so to delve a little bit deeper into, like your past and everything, I know that
mm-hmm.
you're originally from South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, conquered, you know, took on the Atlanta music scene. So how was that transition coming from South Carolina to Atlanta? Tell us that story briefly.
Well, it wasn't really, like, a big deal. We moved around, like, a lot anyways growing up. So I've lived, like, I've been a lot of, well, you know, a lot of states. So basically, I went from South Carolina, and then I went to North Carolina to go to college. And then after North Carolina, I went to Atlanta. So basically, it was just like, you know, something to do. I didn't even come to Atlanta to do music. I came here to, like, be my big sister moved here. And I was acting in college, and I low-key was trying to be an actress. But I don't know. It just wasn't as fun. So.
Wow. So what really made you fall in love with music?
Well, I was doing the music since high school in South Carolina. So it was always a thing. And I was doing it in North Carolina, too. And then I met up with so many really inspiring musicians in Atlanta, like, and they were indie, like, indie as heck. And they were really good. And it's like, wait a minute. Like, this is what I really, really, really want to do. And it just went from there. I really have no idea how it started again. Like, I just met up, some of my first friends down here in Atlanta were, like, musicians, DJs, and all that stuff. And it really just popped from there. They had no idea I did music. And I just, like, would do something out of the blue, and they're like, wait. And so we just started making, like, songs. And it just really just escalated from there.
That's amazing. That's an amazing story. So kind of fell into it. Always had the background in it from moms, you know, and just the surroundings.
Hey, Mom.
Okay. So people really would like to know, like, what's going on with 2016. So what's next for Story Brooks?
2016. This is, like, the best year in life, besides the one I was born in, I guess. But, like, basically, everything is fine. I'm still doing work on that. Twin Peaks, the video, just got a distribution deal. And so it just, like, went live on their end, like, maybe a week ago or something like that. So that's going. And then I got to do one more video, at least one more video.
Congrats.
At least one more video from Everything Is Fine. And then Everything Is Fine is actually a series. So we have another one called Everything Is Great coming very, very soon. And we'll have, like, a couple projects in between that, small ones.
Wow.
And a
so
lot more videos,
say,
definitely.
Now, when you say we, who is we?
Oh, wow. I guess I was speaking, like, in third person. Just me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We and me not. Story Brooks.
Yeah,
all right. So you're gonna have different projects. So it'll be a collection. Everything is fine. Everything is great.
And the last one will be a surprise. The third one's gonna be that title will be a surprise.
All right. So it sounds like we're gonna hear a lot more from Story Brooks with this distribution deal. Is that correct?
Yeah, I feel like that's opening some doors, and I feel like as long as I keep producing and creating things, even more doors will open. So, you know, like, I just got to keep doing my part, and I'll see it expand. So I have to keep pushing this stuff out. Like, that's my only focus. This other stuff that I, you know, the other stuff is just dumb. I got to pay the rent. I'm going to do that, but, you know, I know what I need to be doing. So... more work.
Okay.
That's my job.
This is true. All right, so we got one more joint off of that Everything Is Fine.
Yeah.
It's called Something. So explain
that's
Something.
That's the next video.
What is the song about? Oh, nice.
Something. I
know how to pick them, don't I?
Huh?
I know how to pick them, don't I? I listen to the whole album.
Yeah.
Like, I like these two real a lot.
Those are my favorite.
So, yeah.
Like, something, I wanted to do some, like, I just really wanted to do some player stuff. Like, I wanted to make a player song. So that's just what it was. I got that beat a long time ago, actually, and I wanted to do some player stuff. That's pretty much it. So.
Okay. All right, so... we're going to end our interview pretty soon. We're going to use Something as the outro. But I want you to let everybody know what they need to look out for and how to contact you and follow the movement.
Okay. So my name is Story Brooks, Stori Brooks. Google has like everything on me. My Instagram is the number 7, THSTORI, and that's also my Twitter, 7thStori, 7THSTORI. Let's see, the Facebook is Story Brooks, facebook.com/Story Brooks. And my SoundCloud is Story Brooks MK, MMKAY. And definitely, like, look out for, like, I have a few little projects coming up, some videos, and then the big project, Everything Is Great, coming out in the next 2 months, maybe less.
Next 2 months? Spring is going to be huge. Even.
Yeah, momentum. You got to keep the momentum. So.
All right. I really appreciate you coming on. Like I said, I'm a really big fan of yours. So I'm definitely keeping in touch. Definitely keep in touch. And I really appreciate you coming on the Dopeness interview series.
Thanks for having me. Like, awesome. I feel great. Appreciate you.
All right, y'all. So make sure y'all follow at 7th Story. Story is spelled with an I instead of a Y. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yeah.
That's another episode of the Dopeness interview series. Until tomorrow night, we're going to leave y'all with this dopeness, this something off of Everything Is Fine. Let's get it. Yo. All right, so as we're in the break and listening to the new Story Brooks something, we had a live caller. Caller, you're on the line now. You're live.
Hey, I'm calling in. My name is Oceana. I just heard Storybrooke probably about 2 months ago on my Pandora, and I heard 12 or Twin Peaks, and it just kind of blew my mind because I really don't even listen to songs like that. But that one I connected to.
Wow.
I really thought it was
okay.
Cool.
Well, I really appreciate you calling in and shouting out Storybrooke Live. Is there anything you want to shout out to her?
Yeah. Thank you so much, Story, for opening up some things. I mean, I'm kind of now a fan of your music. I like what you're doing. And I can't wait to hear more from you.
That's so sweet. All right. So keep on rocking with the music. Make sure you follow her at 7th Story with an I. If you're not already following her on Twitter or Instagram, and definitely just keep on rocking with her because, you know, she's definitely talented.
Okay. Thank you for having me.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Oceana. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
There you have it. Another successful interview with Storybrooke. Give me some applause. Give me some applause. The Dopeness Interview Series, we out.